The ATS Pathways for Tomorrow Coordination Program hosted the first meeting of its newly constituted Advisory Committee on March 15, 2023. The Pathways Advisory Committee will, 1, serve as an interpretive community reflecting on what is being learned through the initiative, 2, guide the work of the coordination program by providing input on the programming needs of the grantees, and, 3, provide ongoing feedback on the effectiveness of the coordination program. Members of the committee were nominated by Pathways for Tomorrow grantee schools and by staff from ATS and the Intrust Center for Theological Schools based on their roles as current or emerging leaders, their ability to think innovatively about the industry of theological education, and their expertise on one or more of the key themes emerging among the Pathways schools. The final slate of committee members represents the breadth of Pathways projects, the diversity of the grantee institutions, and the strong number of new leaders emerging as part of this initiative. The first meeting of the advisory committee focused on reorienting the committee to the Pathways initiative and coordination programs and on building a learning committee among the members. Discussions focused on the needs and challenges facing aspiring and current pastors and lay leaders in congregations, as well as on the strengths and challenges of graduate theological schools to meet these needs. The Pathways Advisory Committee will meet again in May 2023. Committee members include Yamil Acevedo, Director of Theological Programs in Spanish, Wesley Seminary, Pathways Phase 2. David Adams, Director of Institutional Design, Baptist Seminary of Kentucky, Pathways Phase 2, Project Director. Victor Aloyo, President, Columbia Theological Seminary, Pathways Phase 2. Mark Haywood, Provost, Grace School of Theology, Pathways Phase 2. Nate Helling, Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Operations, Kairos University, Pathways Phase 2 and 3. Johanna Junker, Assistant Professor of Art, Religion, and Culture, Claremont School of Theology, Pathways Phase 2, Project Director. Gina King, Assistant Professor of Hebrew Bible, McCormick Theological Seminary, Pathways Phase 2. Frank Liu, Associate Dean of Administration, China Evangelical Seminary North America, Pathways Phase 2. Deborah Martin, Dean of Students, Assistant Professor of Practical Theology, Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology of Virginia Union University, Pathways Phase 2. Derek McNeil, President, Provost, the Seattle School of Theology and Psychology, Pathways Phase 2. Monica Mizzi, Vice President of Institutional Advancement, Sacred Heart Seminary and School of Theology, Pathways Phase 2. Stacy Noem, Director of Human and Spiritual Formation, University of Notre Dame, Pathways Phase 2 and 3. Karen Owens, Director, Strategic Research and Center for Chaplaincy, Hood Theological Seminary, Pathways Phase 2, Project Director. Cecilia Titizano Lafuente, Director of Latina/Latino Theology and Ministry Leadership Network, Jesuit School of Theology of Santa Clara University, Pathways Phase 2, Project Director. Sonia Williams, Dean of the Seminary, Assistant Professor of Practical Theology, Eden Theological Seminary, Pathways Phase 3, Project Director. Committee members from the Lilly Endowment Incorporated staff include Julie Blanc, Administrative Assistant, Religion, Chris Coble, Vice President for Religion, and Tito Madrasso, Program Director, Religion. Committee members from the ATS Pathways Coordination Program include Joanne Deasy, Director of Institutional Initiatives and Student Research. Amanda Levitt, Program Assistant for Initiatives. Christopher Tay, Director of Student Research and Initiative Management, and Frank Umata, Executive Director. Committee members from the Intrust Center Pathways Coordination Program include Anne-Marie Glandon, Vice President for Programs, Matt Huffman, Vice President for Communication, and Amy Kardash, President.